This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff, pride themselves on fast and friendly service, providing you a pharmacy experience with the personal touch that you deserve. Fifth Street Pharmacy is located on the corner of Northwest 5th Street and 2nd Avenue, behind Napa Auto Parts. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they provide a drive-up window for your convenience.
G4 Summer Camp is here. 10 weeks of Super Summer Camp has already started. Free breakfast and lunch. Drop off as early as 6:30 a.m. and pick up as late as 6 p.m. Huge AC game room, slime wars, water days, field trips, swimming, movies, bowling, parks, beaches, museums, cultural exhibits, laser tag, board games, video games, and much, much more. Every Friday there is a fantastic theme party. G4 Summer Camp is located at 3891 Edwards Road, in Fort Pierce, Florida, right in the heart of St. Lucie County. Easy access to I-95 and the Turnpike. 10 weeks of kid-tested fun has already begun. Space is still available, but limited. For registration or more information, the number is 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Ignite Your World Incorporated and Truth Church thanks Revelation, Paint, and Auto Body for their underwriting support of this program. Specializing in all types of bodywork, painting, from minor fender benders to complete body restoration. 44 years of paint and auto body experience. No vehicle too small or too big. From motorcycles to semis, we handle them all. Cars, trucks, buses, and tractors. Revelation Paint and Auto Body deals with all insurance companies. For estimating or questions, the office line is 772-467-9826. Jody will be right there to answer all your questions. Revelation Paint and Auto Body is located off US 1 across from the Farmers Market, 350 Dickerson Drive, Fort Pierce, Florida. Revelation Paint and Auto Body, where Jesus is Lord. Ignite Your World Incorporated, Truth Church, and all of its affiliate ministries thank Automotive Retention Services for their underwriting support of this program. Automotive Retention Services, with 25 years of experience, specialize in buying, selling, and trading cars, trucks, specialty vehicles, and classics. With today's technology, we can help anyone get exactly what they want. We consign vehicles and list on eBay. Located in Lake Park, Florida, off North Lake Boulevard, serving Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward County. For more information, we can be reached at extremevalueauto.com, or you can reach us at 561-201-6050. That number again is 561-201-6050.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen, I've come to tell somebody this morning, you might be piled up with all kinds of disappointments. You might have piled up all kinds of frustration in your life. You might have piled up all these thoughts of how it wasn't going to happen and how it didn't happen and it didn't go according to your plan. But the Holy Ghost has showed up today to tell you, grace, grace. Grace, grace. And He's wiping it clean and letting you start over. Come on, somebody shout, grace, grace. Your disappointment, it's about to become like a plane. Amen. Because the grace of God, the Holy Spirit's called the Spirit of Grace. The grace of God is about to be released in your life to rediscover lost purposes over your life. Amen. You might say, man, I didn't ever think that was ever going to happen. I didn't think I'd ever have a good relationship again. Grace, grace. I didn't think I'd ever be able to talk to my kids again. Grace, grace. I didn't think I'd ever have a job like that again. Grace, grace. I never thought I could own a house again. Grace, grace. Come on now. He's given us the ability to recover lost purposes. I never thought I could be used by God again. After what I did, after what I said, after what I've, where I've been, grace, grace. Oh, Jesus. It's by the Spirit of grace that we recover lost purposes. And listen, watch this. You don't get your mountain out of the way by getting a wheelbarrow and a shovel and going out there and going, well, let me see if I can get this thing out of the way. And working at it every day. That's not what he said, amen. Let me see if I can get this thing leveled down to the ground. Let me see if I can do it. I'll get it out of the way one way or another. No, 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 no. That's not how you get it away. He said, all you got to do is stand up at that mountain and you got to look at it and square it in, under the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit and speak to that thing, grace, 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 grace. And he said, it'll become like a plane right before you. Oh, I wish somebody would shout. Thank you, Jesus. Watch this. The second thing that happens when the Holy Spirit comes is this. You receive strength to finish. Somebody say, I receive strength to finish. He said, the hands of Zerubbabel laid this foundation, and they shall finish it. They're going to finish it. Can I just declare something over you this morning? No more partial victories. No more partial victories. No shatarabasankete. No more partial victories in your life. It is time for you to stop settling for the thing that you think will get you by and move into a place of victory. No more partial victories in your life. You shall finish it. Oh, Jesus, help us this morning. Strength to finish. The hands of Zerubbabel laid this foundation, and they shall finish it. I mean, the Holy Spirit didn't come to give you relief. He came to give you a breakthrough. I said the Holy Spirit didn't come to give you relief. He came to give you a breakthrough. We get to the point where we just under so much pressure and so much turmoil, so much frustration, we just want relief from God. And that's not what God's offering you. He's offering you a breakthrough. He's offering you a miracle. He's offering you an overcoming power of His Spirit so that you can move to the next level of living, to the next place of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, some people have been so broke down for so long. It'd just be a miracle if they broke even. But see, some of us, we think we'll never get a complete victory. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit does not give just partial victory. He comes to give you the strength that you need to go all the way to the finish line. Yes, amen. It's not enough to be on the winning team. You've got to finish. That's right. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying you can have cancer in your body, but by the Spirit, He's already taken care of it. So that means it doesn't matter really what the doctor says. You can stand up and declare that you're the healed of the Lord. The Bible says He Himself bore your sickness and your infirmity, and by His stripes, you are healed. And I'm not saying that because I'm some kind of a tough pastor. That's the word of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of me. That's not Jason. I didn't write it. I didn't coin the phrase. God said it because He's tough. Because He conquered sin. Because He conquered death. Because He conquered sickness. Because He conquered the enemy of your soul. Amen. He can say whatever He wants. I'm just repeating the good news. You are the healed of the Lord. Woo, Jesus. The third thing He said was this. Not only does God give you the strength to finish, but He gives the ability and the potential to see things that appear to be insignificant for what they really are. So you can see the revelation in the small things. You can see the truth in the small things. Because sometimes we go through life and we look at some stuff that seems so insignificant and we think it really doesn't mean anything. And He said, you're not going to see it as insignificant anymore. You're going to be obedient to it and you'll see it, begin to see it for its real potential. Here's what he said. He said, when you really get the ministry of the Spirit operating in your life, you'll recognize that you won't despise the day of small beginnings. Some folks miss real breakthrough because they keep waiting on their big ship to come in. Come on, listen to me closely now. When the Holy Spirit begins to minister in your life and in my life, he teaches us that most of the times, the miracles are in the simplicity of our obedience. Just the simple things that we obey, not in the big deals of our lives. Simplicity of obedience. Do you realize that almost every miracle that Jesus did in the New Testament, he worked by just giving simple instructions? Go wash. Take up your mat and walk. Fill the pots. Come to me. Give me the bread and the fish. Simple instructions. Hallelujah. Simple obedience. And I know we got some analytical minds in here. I tend to be a little analytical sometimes, and we want to calculate the atmosphere of the spiritual setting that's around us. And, you know, and this religious spirit's over here, and there's a spirit of this over there, and a spirit of that over there. And we come in, and, you know, and we're thinking, and we did a study of the words in the Greek, and we've determined that this sickness and this illness does this, and we're just going to bind that up, and we're literally, you know, this affliction, and now we understand that God wants to heal this person. Amen. Hey, I'm like that sometimes. Come on now. But you know what he said? God just said, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. So simple. If you're sick, come here. Let me put my hand on you. Recover in Jesus' name. Oh, my. Some of us are educated way beyond the point of our own intelligence. Come on now. And we're walking around. He said, the Holy Spirit will give the ability to see the potential in something that looks so small, so insignificant. And, I've shared some stories with y'all about simple obedience, from all kinds of crazy stuff to even how I got to here right now, how I ended up marrying Kim and everything. When I went from jail to being court ordered to a drug rehab in West Palm Beach, I got down there and the director stole all the money and went out and smoked crack. I'd been there 2 weeks. And I said, you know what? I'm not staying here. This is ridiculous. Supposed to be in a Christian recovery program, and the director runs off with all the money. And I'd been there 2 weeks. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, don't leave. And I fought it. And I'm like, no, I got to get out of here. This is dumb. Everything in my flesh was like, get out of this place. I was living there with like 23 guys in a four-bedroom house right across the street from a park where they sold crack, downtown West Palm Beach. I got to get out of here. This is stupid. Did I really hear God? Don't leave. Don't leave. Simple obedience. I said, okay, I'll stay. A couple days later, the guy that was the executive director, second in charge, came to me. He goes, well, they're going to make me the director. Since you've already been clean off of drugs for a year and everything, and you've been studying the Bible, how would you like to become the executive director? I said, okay. He said, well, that means you're going to have to drive the guys all over town. Take them to churches. You'll be speaking in churches all over West Palm Beach. You'll have to go to court, represent these guys that have charges. I'm thinking, okay, here I am in a drug rehab on house arrest. I can do this. 3 weeks later, I'm in a courtroom in downtown West Palm Beach in front of Judge Mary Lupo, having prisoners released in my custody, going inside the jail of West Palm Beach, walking them out. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm walking them out, I'm on house arrest. This is unbelievable. Three weeks after that, I met Kim. Simple obedience. Simple obedience. The small things. Should I stay or should I go? I had every reason to leave, but the Spirit of God said, stay. Stay. Come on now. Listen, when you operate under the power of the Holy Ghost, big doors swing on little hinges. Big doors swing on little hinges. Come on now. Whatever you leave with today, if you understand that the Holy Spirit allows you to see the potential in insignificant things, you need to leave with that. Simple obedience. Some of y'all thought somebody just sending you a note saying that they were sorry was an insignificant thing, but you didn't realize the breakthrough that it took place in their life and caused everything to turn around for them. Amen.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount, or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
You might have sowed a $10 seed in the offering, and you didn't realize the chain of events that took place and the breakthrough that came to you financially 5 months later from a $10 seed. Amen. But you wrestled with it in church. You said, God, this is my last $10. And he said, sow it. Sow it. Sow it. I'm telling you today, do not despise the day of small beginnings when the Holy Spirit is operating in your life. Don't do it. Hear God and obey. He said, here's the other thing that happens. He said, when you operate in the Holy Ghost, not only does he give you the ability to recover lost purposes, not only does he give you strength to finish, not only does he help you see the potential in the insignificant things, but watch this, he makes you sons of fresh oil. Sons of fresh oil. Somebody say fresh oil. Fresh oil. I mean, the Holy Ghost don't just fill you up so you can be full and go around going, I'm full. This is great. It's better than being high. Let them legalize marijuana. I got the Holy Spirit. Who cares? I mean, that's not why he fills you up. The Holy Spirit wants to fill you up so you can become a dispenser of fresh oil. See, it's not talking about being full and then you get stopped being full. It's talking about being full as you're pouring out. As you're pouring out. It's like the sail on a ship. It gets full of wind, but the wind is constantly filling the sail, and it's propelling you to your destiny. It's not just filling up a glass full of oil and letting it sit there, because you know what? It becomes stagnant and attracts flies after a few days, and you'll get old and stinky. Hmm? Somebody's going to come up to you one day and say, what kind of business are you in? You're going to say, I'm in the oil business. I'm in the fresh oil business. Come here, let me give you some. Amen? I dispense fresh anointing to people. Now, just be careful who you say that to. I met a wonderful bunch of people last night. They're into fresh oil business. Now, watch this. The key word there is not just oil, but fresh oil. Everybody say fresh oil. Fresh oil. Now, in the picture in the Old Testament, the priest had to go into the holy place every day and change the oil that was in the lampstand, and he had to trim the wick every day that was in the lampstand. The oil had to be taken care of. Listen to me, you cannot operate on yesterday's oil. You cannot live on yesterday's anointing. That's why Jesus said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. There has to be an ongoing thirst and hunger of righteousness. As you hunger and thirst by faith, the filling keeps infilling you. So as you're hungry and thirsting on the front end, you're satisfied on the other end. Come on, are you seeing that this morning? Amen. In the old days, we used to say it like this. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. We put the emphasis on they shall be filled. But how many know that's not where Jesus put the emphasis at when he said it? He put the emphasis on the front end. He said, blessed are you if you're hungry. Blessed are you if you're thirsty. Then you'll be filled. He had the emphasis on the front end. Amen. Because if you're hungry and you're thirsty, you're going to receive what it is that you're looking for. There has to be you have to be driven by passion. You just can't arbitrarily, in a life of mediocrity, say, well, I'm seeking you, Lord. No, you're not seeking God. That's just a selfish desire. There has to be a passion that drives you. Amen? Are there any hungry people here? Yeah. Watch this. Ecclesiastes 10 says this. Watch this. It says, when the oil or the perfume or the ointment is uncovered, somebody say uncovered, uncovered. It collects dead flies. Everybody say dead flies. Dead flies. That word dead right there is the same word that we use in the English language, and we get the word necromancy from. Necromancy. Necromancy is somebody that has physical relationship with a dead body. Can I just tell you what God's telling us here? You contaminate the oil in your life when you continue to have a relationship with dead things. You contaminate the oil in your life when you continue to have a relationship with dead things. I'll try it again. You contaminate the oil in your life when you continue to have a relationship with dead things. Are y'all seeing that this morning? That's why there's some people that wonder why their anointing level is so low, but they're still carrying offenses from 5 years ago. They're still hurt or hung up over what somebody did or what somebody said. Or we're allowing the disappointment that we suffered through 3 years ago to be a dead fly in our ointment. I really believe that God is here today and the Holy Spirit is here today. Pour out a fresh anointing of oil in this place to really spark the anointing in our life so that we understand we're not part-time anointed, we're full-time anointed. See, truly to live free, and we've been talking about this thing on freedom for, you know, four sermons now, but truly to live free, it takes the anointing of God on your life. It takes you being led by the Spirit and that anointing surrounding your life every place you go, covering every word you speak, so that you're not under pressure to behave. You're just following Jesus. That's how the anointing works. It just takes away all the pressure of trying to be a Christian. And it just lets you be who you are, a Christian. The anointing is so important in our life. So if you're here this morning, you're saying, man, I've sensed that I've kind of waned in the anointing. I feel like the anointing's been kind of depleted in my life. I've given out, but I haven't refilled. I've poured out, but I haven't been filled up. But I'm ready for fresh oil this morning. I'm ready for fresh oil. I'm ready for God to give me fresh oil. And I know I can't get it by my might. And I know I can't get it by my power. I can only get it by His Spirit. Because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by His Spirit, saith the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Christian Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. I'm Ronald Dart. Tune in for Born to Win, Sunday morning at 7, Saturday morning at 6:30, right here on FM 89.9 WCNO. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children.